Chapter 29. The turbolift carried the Skywalkers and the first few exploratory Baron Doe 1 kilometer straight up. It ended in a large chamber packed with cloth-shrouded speeders, most of them 7 decades or more old, and a ramp to a surface-level door. The capacitance charge on that door worked as well, and soon they were at the top of the ramp, staring up into the starry sky of Doran, the black eyes of the neighboring black holes on either side. Ben's planetary positioning system datapad put them at about 30 kilometers west of Dorshan. With Ithia's blessing, they unshrouded a speeder, poked at the engine and connections to make sure they were in good working order, and started up the vehicle. Within minutes, they were nearing Dorshan's outskirts.
"Are we going to stay and offer them any help?" Ben asked.
Luke shook his head. "We may stay for a day or two and actually relax, but they don't need help. Mistress Tyla Mong is capable of handling things among the living, and Charsay Saul and Ithia among the formerly dead. And really, I doubt they want our help right now. I suspect they would be happier not seeing us for a while."
"You're probably right. What's going to happen to the Hidden One?"
Luke thought about that for a few moments, searching among his feelings, his knowledge of the way such force societies operated, his sense of the future. One of two things, probably. If he gets better, if he finds a new direction for his original goal, he may end up distributing the archives of his order, or maybe organizing groups of Baron Doe to go out into the galaxy the way Master Plo Koon did. If not, if he doesn't get better, well, he'll probably stay in those caverns, maintaining them as a hideaway for the Baron Doe. The place will just be a bit less secure than it used to be.
"I wish I could feel happy for him."
"Feel happy about the others."
"Hey, there's something I've been meaning to do for you. I've been practicing while you weren't around."
Luke shot his son a suspicious look. "Go ahead." Ben pulled his breath mask free and took a deep breath of the helium-rich Doran atmosphere.
"Where fields once grew, a road runs through, and buildings hide the sun."
He sang, his voice as high and ridiculous as that of an animated Ewok in a children's broadcast. "Ben, don't."
"Where grass of green could once be seen are only gray and brown."
"I hate that song under normal circumstances."
"My childhood home, while did I roam, became a place of sadness."
"I'll just wait until you pass out."
"Now I return, my heart does yearn for times of light and gladness."
"You'll make your throat sore,"